Okay, we'll speak a little bit about Achones, Samadroche, Bravida of Rosh Hashanah. So there is, we'll start first of all with the Rebbe's letters. Rebbe's Hadroche in 70 years ago, Shivim Shonon, Tavshin Yud. So in the end of Tavshin Yud, the Rebbe wrote two letters, which those two letters are Yesedis, foundations for what's Rosh Hashanah for a Chassid, which is a Chassid in the Rashvi. How does the Rebbe look on the Aveda of Rosh Hashanah? So there's two letters of the Rebbe, plus a Fabrengen, that the Rebbe Fabreng then Shabbos Nitzavim. Tavshin Yud. So first of all, the letters. So there's two letters, and the letters are printed also in Igris Kadesh, also printed in the Teras Menachem, in Tavshin Yud, in the end. I think it would be a good idea to read it inside if you didn't learn it yet. So the first letter is written the Talmidei Yeshivas. And this letter the Rebbe writes to the Bochrim, not only Yeshivas of Lubavitch, the way it looks like from the way the letter is written. The Rebbe is asking Reshus, permission from the Menalim, Rosh Yeshivas. And he's writing in this letter, yeah, about the special Schus that Bochrim have together, the special Keches, the Eivish they gave them, energy, yeah, Vechule. That the Bochrim should be those also which are also doing, not only with themselves, but also they're influencing others in Tzedakah, especially Tzedakah Ruchnis, yeah, which is helping other people in Avodas Hashem. And the Rebbe writes in this letter that in Chodesh Tishrei, which this man, this Tkufe, is. Like it says in Medrash, Shapru Ma'aseichem, Chachu Ma'aseichem. A person in these days should be Mechadish and he should be Meshapir, is Ma'asim. So the Rebbe writes two things. I'm going to say the words of the letter. Aleichem Lis'azer B'yesa Se'esu Yesa Roz. You should strengthen yourself, and with more strength. And Aleph, Bavoidim Atzmoy, Leisera, Beiserus, Chuve Amitis, Kabbalah Seil Malchus Shomayim, the Kabbalah Seil Teire, Beira Shomayim, the Kima Mitzus Besimcha, yeah, to be married to yourself, the real Chuve, and Kabbalah Seil Malchus Shomayim, and Kabbalah Seil Teire, Beira Shomayim, the Kima Mitzus Besimcha, that's Aleph, Beis, Avedei Mazulas, לקרב את הצריכים קילוב, ולחזק את הצריכים חיזוק, בעבד עשה תשובה, לימוד התלה וקיום המצווס. So you have to strengthen other people, and be מקרב other people, in תשובה, תלה ומצווס. ייחוד, especially, לנהל תעמול הרחובו, to make a big שטורם, כל איפנים המסימים, אשר כל ילד וילדו, נער ונער וישראל, צריכים לסחנר בחינוך הקושר, ורוח ישראל סבא, בלי פשור הזה. Each and every child, should have a real Yiddish kosher chinuch the way it's supposed to. The Rebbe ends up the letter, Omar lohem HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYisrael, HaYibishter says to Eden, Im shiparte ma'aseichem, ani oimed mikisei din, v'yeshev al kisei lachmi. If you're going to make your ma'asim better, so that's going to bring that the HaYibishter should go from kisei din kisei lachmi, v'yifel lochem yisadina mitasei lachmi, and the Rebbe ends up, ha'mevorech, ha'mizborech, v'ksiv, v'chsim, v'chsim, v'teve, and the Rebbe writes his name with his mother's name, like the Rebbe would write in that Tkufe before the Nesias, the Gilui. So that's one letter. About this letter also, there is more Arichus in the Fabrengen of Shabbos Nitzavim. Yeah, very strong, powerful Fabrengen, which part of the Fabrengen is also Muge and Lekutisiches. Yeah, but this part I think is not Muge. Maybe part of it, yes. The Rebbe writes over here about going to the shuls. Yeah, and the days of Rosh Hashanah, and what to speak in the shuls, also speaks about speaking about the Rebbe, about Nisidereinu v'chule, a very, very strong, powerful Fabrengen. So what do we see from this letter and from this Fabrengen also? That, yeah, that's Tavshin Yud, yeah, right in the beginning of the Nisiyas, and then, of course, yeah, it became more and more through the years, that the Aveda of Chedesh Tishrei, especially the Aveda of Rosh Hashanah, yeah, by Achosid, by Atomim, should be Aveda in Atzmei and Aveda in Zulosei. Yeah, you have to work on both in Yanim, in the same, yeah, try to work with yourself in Aveda Satshuve, and also to work with other people. That's one thing. Then there's another letter. Right afterwards, in Teras Menachem, it's printed. Also, in, like I said, in Igris Kedesh, it's also printed over there. That letter is Be'etzem, the letter the Rebbe wrote in the Shahr of the Kuntres. Yeah, those years the Rebbe would print a Kuntres for every Yom Tev from the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimorim. So this is the Shahr of the Kuntres of Rosh Hashanah, Tavshin Yud Aleph. It's printed also in Sefer HaMaimorim, Tavshin Yud Aleph, in the beginning. Friedrich Rebbe's Tavshin Yud Aleph, yeah, and it's not the Rebbe's Tavshin Yud Aleph. The Friedrich Rebbe's Sefer HaMaimorim, Tavshin Yud Aleph. So over there, it's printed this letter. Yeah, a very, very important Yesedizdik letter for Achsidim, especially for everyone, especially for us. In this letter, the Rebbe brings, but it's brought down in Chassidus, why Rosh Hashanah is called Rosh, Rosh Hashanah, beginning, head, and not Chilas Hashanah, the head of the year, and not the beginning of the year. And explains that the union of a head, like the head, yeah, and legabe the body, that the head is called the highest of the whole body, and it, from there it goes down to all the details. Rosh Hashanah is called the highest of all the year, days of the year. And then the Rebbe says, and that's why we find that the Rabbeim would be mazil, the time of Rosh Hashanah should be very precious, to be the yakir, yeah, the zman of the race of Rosh Hashanah, because every hour and every second in this 28 for the 48 hours is klolim, and this is mashpia for the whole year. And al derech, like in the brain, yeah, we know that the quality and the brain is much more than the body and the whole body, and you have to be very careful every drop. Al derech zeh, you have to be very careful dafke in the first days of Rosh Hashanah more than all year. Yeah, so that's why it's very important. Ve'nigeya, yeah, v'chule. Also, the Rebbe says that the first days of Rosh Hashanah, yeah, should be masim to the name of being the head of the year, and also they should be connected to bimashpia chayus of Kabbalah Seir Malchus Shamayim and Teira Mitzvahs for the whole year. And then the Rebbe says that what gives chayus in the Aveide of Rosh Hashanah is the union of Rosh. The Rosh of Alf Yisrael, the same way there's a Rosh in the year, so there's also a Rosh in Nefesh, which is Rosh Alf Yisrael, which they are the brain, the head of the generation. Yeah, that from there we get our Yenika Sachayus, and through him we are Mekusha to the source of everything. Yeah, so the Rebbe says that's why that each one of us to be mechazik are his kashris, and we know what are the ways of his kashris through learning stede and going in his ways. But this is what's going to help in the avede of Rosh Hashanah and the kashrus, yeah, of Rosh Hashanah with the all year round. Okay, so that's the second letter. So that's more or less, okay, no, one more point. In this letter, in the bottom, the Rebbe brings also that Lehoyil, that the Friedrich Rebbe wrote, that the Seder by the Rabbein was to mention in Rosh Hashanah the names of Baal Shem Tov, the Magid, Alter Rebbe, Mitl Rebbe, Tzemach Tzedek, Rebbe Marash, yeah, also sometimes from the uncles, the Tzemach Tzedek's sons, and he would say a story or a Zotere from them. Atkan is the two letters of 70 years ago and the Sliches, yeah, Rishon and the Sliches, Taki Punkt, Ashgach Pratis, and Tavshin Yud. Okay, so from here we get what we read till now. We get three nekudes Yeah, three very important nekudas, and the Aveide of Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, number one, the Aveide im Atzmai. Number two, the Aveide im Zulosei. Yeah, and number three, the Inyan of Iskashrus, Rosh, being Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. Yeah, so maybe there, the Inyan of Rosh is more important. So those are the three nekudas. And in those three nekudas, we're going to a little bit elaborate more beprotius. Yeah, speaking about more beprotius and details, what is the Aveide and all the three inyanim, the way the Rebbe taught us in different letters and siches, and also what different mashpim, yeah, from the Anhage, the way it was in Lubavitch, b'chule. First of all, in Nekude Klolis, before we get into Pratim and speaking about the Seder Ayim of Rosh Hashanah v'chulei, so first of all, what's the Aveide of Rosh Hashanah? So we know that the Aveide of Rosh Hashanah is, in general, Kabbalas HaMalchus. Yeah, that's what Chassidus teaches us. The Nekude Pnimis of Rosh Hashanah is the Inyan of Kabbalas HaMalchus Shamayim. Yeah, this is the moment, this is the time. Yeah, like it's explained in many places in Chassidus, that every yontev is a shah, every yontev as its nekude pnimis. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah, yeah, the nekude pnimis, the aveide pnimis of Rosh Hashanah is the achtore, yeah, that we're making the Eivishtai a king, yeah, for the Melech Yisrael and the Melech Ha'elam, and everything starts from yourself, that the Eivishtai is a Melech on myself, yeah, become an avid of the Eivishtai, and no avdo the kutcha brichu. The Rebbe, in one of the Siches, which is also printed in the first Chalokim, Melukote Siches, and Chaylik Beis, that's a Siche of Rosh Hashanah Toshin Tezayin. So the Rebbe brings, after all Akdome, the Rebbe says, that Friedrich Rebbe liked very much Kitzurim, yeah, so he's going to make a Kitzur of what's the Nekud of Rosh Hashanah. So the Rebbe says, yeah, the Kitzur, it's printed in Chaylik Beis, Lekutei Siches of Rosh Hashanah. So the Rebbe writes over there, Hakitzu v'nekudas ha-tamtzis of the 48 hours of Rosh Hashanah is two nekudas, one nekude lemato and one nekude lemailo. The nekude lemato is that Ayid is being meshabed himself to the Eivishta with Kabbalas Eil, with an inyan amalchus. That's the nekude lemato. And the nekude lemailo is that the Eivishta is meshabed himself keviyochel to Bnei Yisrael, and he gives them everything in Sati, Gishmeichem, Beitom, and everything that it says in the Parsha. So that's like, yeah, in two words, the Rebbe is making a sentencizing, making a Nekude Pnimis. Well, that's the Rosh Hashanah, which Chassidus teaches us. Nekude Lemata, Nekude Lemailo. The Ibegigemkai, the Mesiru Nesine, that we give ourselves over to the Eivishta, yeah, and Kabbalah Samalchus. And the Eivishta gives himself over to us to give us everything. What does it mean in practical terms? Which means in Aveide, yeah, is that the Aveide of Rosh Hashanah is Kabbalah Seir Malchus Shamayim. That's why, especially in Rosh Hashanah, yeah, the Iker Inyan in the Aveide of Rosh Hashanah, like it's explained in many places, yeah, is the Aveidas Eved. The Rebbe brings in Toshin Yud Aleph, in the Maimer Atem Mitzovim, and also in Toshin Yud Beis, in the Maimer Atem Mitzovim, in the first years, Maimorim, the Rebbe said before Rosh Hashanah. So the Rebbe brings that since Rosh Hashanah, the Nekud of Rosh Hashanah is the Kabbalah Seil, the Vedas Evet, yeah, the Ibigigemkeit, Siru Nesine, like a Evet Poshut, and that's why the Rebbe brings, that's why you have to be Meyakya. Yeah, that the Friedrich Rebbe, like you mentioned it also in the letter, just now we read. Yeah, that's why in the first days of the year, the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, should be meyakyo every second. Yeah, like a Eved, which is very busy, doesn't have time, is meyakyo every second. That's one nekude, and also especially the Inyan of Amiras Tehillim, yeah, which since the Inyan of Aveide is Aveidas Eved, yeah, so that's why also like the Rebbe brings in the Maimon, Toshin Yud Beis, Aveide Pshuto Darket, but that's the Inyan of Amiras Tilim, which Amiras Tilim is something which is Shavu L'Chol Nefesh, since the Aveide is Darket, Aveide V'Eved Pashu, that's why There's a Adgoshe, a special Adgoshe in the Inyan of Yeker Azman and the Inyan of Amiras Teilim. Yeah, so there we see that that's the Kvel Mamish, the Aveda of those 2 days, Kabbalah Seil, and being Meyaker every second. And the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimorim, there's a big Arichus. Yeah, we know the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimorim and his special way of being Marchiv, Nasius of Aveda. So we find in the Friedrich Rebbe's Maimorim, Arichus Gdelo, about what's the Kabbalah Seil of Rosh Hashanah. Because yeah, Kabbalah Seil, you have to have all year. What's special about the Rosh Hashanah Dikah Kabbalah Seil? Yeah, L'chiyayre, Abocha, which learns Chassidus, and Abocha, which works on himself, and in Davos, he's always, Kabbalah Seil is the Reishis Aveide Dikah V'Shosho. Yeah, so Abocha, which every day is Mizboinen in Perek Mem Aleph, and he works on himself of having Kabbalah Seil, what is the special Aveide of Rosh Hashanah? Yeah, so there is many, Maimonim of the Friedrich Rebbe, which explains it. It's all based, it's interesting, that most of the Maimonim, yeah, the Friedrich Rebbe, is meyused of a few lines in Samach Vov. In the beginning of Samach Vov, which like Vashgoche Protis, this year, it's Ayom Tevshel Rosh Hashanah Shecholi, it's B'Shabbos, the Hemshech Samach Vov, yeah, was also Ayom Tevshel Rosh Hashanah Shecholi, it's B'Shabbos. So in Hemshech Samach Vov, in the beginning, the first few pages, yeah, the Rebbe Rashab speaks about it over there, very bekitzu. And the Friedrich Rebbe, there is at least, I'm not sure, I didn't count, but Mistome, there's like five, at least, Emsheichim, of the Rebbe Rashab, Friedrich Rebbe, which is meyused on those few pages. Yeah, Tosh, I would say, Torich Tzadik Aleph, and Tzadik Beis, which is also Toshin Yud, and Tzadik Tes, and Toshin Beis. Yeah, Friedrich Rebbe, there's a few Emsheichim, which they all be used on those few, the two, three pages of Samach Vov, the beginning, which explains over there the difference between the Kabbalah Seil of Kol Hashono Kulo and the Kabbalah Seil of Rosh Hashanah. That the Kabbalah Seil of Kol Hashono Kulo is only Reishis Avoida. It's only Kabbalah Seil Bepoyel. Yeah, it's like the beginning, before everything. It's the Reishis Avoida. Masha'ink and the Kabbalah Seil of Rosh Hashanah is a Kabbalah Seil which touches your Pnimius Ve'atzmius. It's a Kabbalah Seil which it's like a Kabbalah Seil, but it's not a superficial, it's not a Chitzenizik a Kabbalah Seil. It's a Kabbalah Seil which connects your Etzem and Nefesh in that Kabbalah Seil. It's like a Kabbalah Seil which comes mitzad a place from Yechide, which means, in other words, v'chlalus, since v'chlal in these days, and the zman of Aseres Emei Tshuve, yeah, there is the Inyan of Izgalus HaYechide, the famous Teira of the Alter Rebbe. The Rebbe brings it in Likutei Siches a few places in Maimorim. But the Alter Rebbe says about Aseres Emei Tshuve, Dir Shuavai Be'imotze, the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Kan Be'yochid, Kan Be'tzibu. So the Alter Rebbe said, yeah, kan be yochid, yechide sheve nefesh, which means that the chlolos in these days, that there's a izgalus, a seiros of yechide, the yid, the etzem of yid. That's one of the things which the Rebbe in his Teire, yeah, the Rebbe in his siches and maimorim of Rosh Hashanah brings it out, yeah, in a very powerful way, that the Aveda in these days is like revealing the yid, the etzem, the connection, yeah, yiv chalones nachloseinu, what the Rebbe read in Chelik Dalet, in the Likutei Siches. Yeah, so b'meile, the Kabbalah Seil is also from that place. Yeah, it's not a simple Kabbalah Seil. You say it's a Kabbalah Seil which comes from a very powerful place of Azeyon Itanders in Ichaich, like Yechide. Yeah, as it comes from your most deepest place. So there's many ICS. If you want to look in the Maimonim, you'll see the Friedrich Rebbe. Yeah, in Toshim Beis, Barichus, and like I mentioned already, those Tzadik Aleph, different, he brings it out in more aces, in more words. So the Nekud of Aved of this is Kabbalah Seil. Bepoyel, what it means, I would say, for Abocha, of course, is always, you can always use Pedik Mem Aleph, yeah, the words of Pedik Mem Aleph is there. Yeah, Pedik Mem Aleph, you don't have to, you can have, yeah, this man of Rosh Hashanah, it's a good time. Yeah, to be Mizbeinen Perek Mem Aleph. Yeah, even though you Mizbeinen all year Perek Mem Aleph, So like I said before, the point, like the Rebbe says, that every Yom Tov is the Shal, yeah, that's the gate. That from there you get Ashpoya the whole year. The Shal of Kabbalah Seir is Rosh Hashanah. So if you want, Perek Mem Aleph should penetrate, should become part of you the whole year. So of course, in those 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you have to have Perek Mem Aleph, like Durgenomen, impregnated, of English. Yeah, you have to have it part of you, which means that whenever you have a special moment, I would say the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, Leil Rosh Hashanah, before Ma'ariv, yeah, Al Derech Zeh, before Tkia Shefor, yeah. So it's a different moment when you're in a Zman Yisaydus, in Rosh Hashanah itself, yeah. So that's a Zman to be Mizbeinen in Perek Mem Aleph, and of course, in a much more Kavone, in a much deeper Kavone, much deeper from your most Pnimizik place, and to take it and understand that this is now the moment. Now is this man, Nemailo, that's this man of the Ebishter was Kaveya, Imru Lefonai Malchia is, yeah, this is this man of the Ebishter, like Chassidus always explains, that the Ebishter is Mesalek, everything, and he's waiting, yeah, that Ayid should be the one that he should scream and Ya'at, and he's going to say, yeah, Meloich through his Aveide. So the Yeseid Aveide is Aveide of Kabbalah Seim Malchus Shomayim. Aveidas Eved. An interesting story, which I heard Remendo Futofas. Yeah, he would tell the story that bring out the Inn of Avedas Eved. So he says the story that 1 year the Bochrim, you know, the famous Chassid Bochrim would have the Hanhogin in Lubavitch that they would sleep a little bit before the Maimer. Yeah, that's Hanhogin. Yeah, we know that Lubavitch because the Maimer, the Abbeim would say a Maimer the second night of Rosh Hashanah. The Rebbe didn't do it, yeah, but previous Rabbein at the Minek, that he would say a Maimel the second night of Rosh Hashanah. So Bochim, yeah, would there was a Minek that you know, you take a nap, even though it's not Mutar Pialoche to sleep Rosh Hashanah, but the famous line that Chassidim would say, yeah, that Nish Vashlof and the Maimel, Vashlof and the Mazel, but Nish the Maimel, yeah, and it's like a, yeah, so it became a Kashtik. That Kabbalah, Bochum would work very hard. And very tired, so they would take a little nap. So the Mendel Futafas said that they were in Leningrad. Yeah, they were in Leningrad. Friedrich Rebbe was then in Leningrad, and the Bochum were there, and they took a little nap. And what happened was that the group over there, Bochum, they were together in a place where whatever they want, they were together. The Pashlof and Abisul. And when they got up, it was late, and they started running. And when they came, the Friedrich Rebbe already started the Maimer. They came a little late. The Friedrich Rebbe was already in the beginning, but it was already, the Maimer started already. They felt very bad that they came, you know, from the door behind. The Friedrich Rebbe didn't see them. Begashmis. But the Mendel said, when they came in, Friedrich Rebbe was speaking about Kabbalah Seif. And the Friedrich Rebbe said, Aved of Rosh Hashanah is Aved of Eved, Eved Poshut. And the Friedrich Rebbe, Tzacharoiz Gizok, but my Eved verschlaft nicht. Yeah, Eved never sleeps in Vizok, and he never verschlaft nicht. And he was like, they got it like, the Friedrich Rebbe would say, as a rangi form of Vizok. So this story, the Gishmaki story, which brings out that Nekuda Taki, you can see in Sefer HaMaimor in Torish Pivov, over there on the second page, the Friedrich Rebbe writes those words. The Pashtus was that year, Mr. Pevok. Yeah, it says over there on the Maimer, Loshen. I have it for Shloftish. Al-Koponim. So that's the Yeseid of Aveda of Rosh Hashanah, the Aveda of Kabbalah Seif. Leidor Gise, yeah, speaking more the Eimek and more the Pnimius, yeah, in Aveda of Sides. So there's another very important, powerful Nikud in Aveda of Rosh Hashanah, Bifrat al Pirsides, which is the Inyan of Achdus Havaye. The Rosh Hashanah, al Pirsides, the Kabbalah Sei, Lachtoras HaMalchus, yes, if you look in the Mshechim and the Maimorim, especially in the Rebbe's Maimorim of Rosh Hashanah, so the Nikud that you say in the Aveda of Rosh Hashanah is, yeah, not only Kabbalah Seil and being a Malchus like in a mitzat Kabbalah Seil Malchus Shamayim, there is a much deeper nekuda in Chassidus in the Aveda of Rosh Hashanah, which is the inyan of Mashiach, the inyan of Achdus Havaye, the inyan of bringing the Eibishter's Meluche the way it's mitzad Geule, mitzad the way it's going to be begolel osid lovi, and that has to be beetsam the tefile, the Aveda of Rosh Hashanah. You see, by the Rebbe, it was very much mudgesh, that inyan, a lot, always, by the Maimorim and the letters. The Rebbe would call the halal in the Nusach HaTfile of Rosh Hashanah, and all the Shmaine Esres. We say over there, Meleich al kol olam kula b'chvoidecho, Reifa badar geinu zecho, akol yesh v'yisev el arzecho, v'yeda kol po u kiatro p'yalte, v'yovin kol yitzur kiatro yitzarte, v'yema kol ha'shanesho me'ba'apay, avay l'ke Yisrael melech. You see that, and that nekuda over there, it brings out the Aveda of Achtore, the Aveda of Rosh Hashanah to be mamlich the Eivishter is not pshat. Yeah, the only, you know, the Eivishter should be a melech like he was last year. Yeah, a golus dikeif. Yeah, other Aveda, the old Aveda and the old request and the old bakosh and the old filis was mibet as Oshen Zayin, this galus, the Yeda kolpo. Yeah, that we should see begolui the Eivishter's presence in the physical world, and that those lines you could see mamish and the Mchtovim Klolim and Siches and Maimorim, the Rebbe with Koch Zichalat Bechlal, and the Rebbe stayed there. You can see the Rebbe's Maimorim. If you compare the Rebbe's Maimorim, especially the last years, all years, but especially comparing the previous Rabbeim. You can see that by the previous Rabbeim, more at Goshen, Rosh Hashanah, the Tzeoko, the Tzaike, the Tzaikas Alev, Tzaikas Hakoil, the Palomkai, yeah, and that Nekude, and by the Rebbe, the at Goshen, my morning Rosh Hashanah is more like bringing the Eivishter into Gashmi, the union of Davke Adeimem, Davke Sheifo, which is. Yeah, not so much the Tzeok of Sheifer, more like the Deimem of Sheifer, more like the Yeda Kolpo, Kato Pealte, Dirbe Tachtenim, are all bringing them Eibishter in Welt, this Galus, which means in simple words, Gilo Mashiach. Yeah, Bichlal, you see a lot in the Tfiles of Rosh Hashanah, yes, constantly we ask for this Galus of Mashiach, and we ask for that Gilo. And there comes in the famous story, which the Rebbe also explains it, the story of the Alter Rebbe. Yeah, the story of the Alter Rebbe asked the Mittel Rebbe, what was your davening in Rosh Hashanah? And he told him about the Cholkeimah Lefonecho Shishtachve. And then the Mittel Rebbe asked the Alter Rebbe, what was your davening in Rosh Hashanah? And he said, the Shtendel, yeah, Damon. Yeah, the Loshon over there. Yeah, as Yedek Kolpo, Amizolzen, Isabus Hayesh. Yeah, you should see Yatzus in Eilam Azagashmi. So here you see that's a Nikuda Ikris Dak in the Veda of Rosh Hashanah. So the Rebbe, that story, the Rebbe explains it by Arichus in Sefer in Toshin Chav Beis, in the Fabrengen of if I'm not mistaken, before Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, so the Rebbe, interesting Fabrengen over there, the Rebbe got a present, a Shtendor from Kfar Chabad, from the Tzefer Limlacha, and the Rebbe connects the whole story of the Alter Rebbe, the Shtendor, the Rosh Hashanah, and explains it very interestingly, Al Pichsidus. So what's the Nikude? The Nikude is, yeah, speaking in the Klolus HaAveda of Rosh Hashanah, yeah, that together with the Aveda of Kabbalah Seil, Avet Poshut, like we mentioned before, yeah, but if you get even more Be'emek in Aveda of Tfilas Rosh Hashanah, yeah, so you see that there is a that the Aveda of Rosh Hashanah more bepnimis al pichsidus is to connect yourself to Achdus Havayo Amitis, which that's the Gilui of Blessed Love, but that's Be'etzem, which chsidus is all about. The Baal Shem Tov came to the world to be Megale Achdus Havayo Amitis, like the Alter Rebbe brings in Shara Yichud Ve'emune, and the Isbeinenus in Achdus Havayo Amitis, and the to daven and ask, yeah, they should be able to see that Ve'ini Boso. That's the side of Tfilas Rosh Hashanah, especially Musaf. You can see that all the Tfilas Musaf, yeah, the Malchi, Zechreine, Shevre, they all go around their inyan. Yeah, of Achdus Havaya Amitis, the Gilei of Losid Lovi, yeah, Voyabaye Mawitoka Vishayfo Godi, Vechule, Vechule. So, also in that, yeah, I remember, I was able to be in a Fabrengen, the Rebbe's Fabrengen, in Toshin Memches. It was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Elul. It wasn't Bechlau Rosh Hashanah, it was a month before Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, but the Ashgacha Pratis, I was there in that Fabrengen, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Elul, Toshin Emches. And there in that Fabrengen, the Rebbe would, the Rebbe gave a whole Siche, Mamish the whole Fabrengen. Along, not the whole Fabrengen, but all Arichus in that Fabrengen. And that came out Mugi also. It's in, if you can see, if you want, you can see it and learn it. The Siche is in Shabbos Pashas Re'ei. And the Rebbe gave a whole view why the Pasuk in Malchuyos, what is then Pasuk number 10, is the Pasuk Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Which Lechiyede, there's no word of Malchus there. It's not meant, the Gemara asks that question. Lepoyel, that became the Pasuk, the main Pasuk of the punchline of Malchuyos, the Shema Yisrael. So the Rebbe gave all Arichus like a bio. It was very interesting because the Rebbe connected it to Elul also, the five Rosh Hashanahs of Elul. Yeah. So the Rebbe was explaining the fifth Rosh Hashanah. The Rosh Hashanah of Elul connected to Mashiach. Yeah. So the Rebbe was bringing out that since the Ol Aveide from Elul, especially Rosh Hashanah, Elul is Achonet Rosh Hashanah, is the Aveide of Kabbalah Seir Malchus Shamayim. So there's many levels in Kabbalah Seir Malchus Shamayim. So the deepest Kabbalah Seir Malchus Shamayim is the way it's going to be L'Asid Lovei, which there's going to be this galus of the Eivishter in a way of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, the Achdus Havayi, which is going to be Mizgali and Yesh HaGashmi and Mele, the whole Mitzias is going to be Bottle Velikus. And this is the main Kabbalah Seir, not like a Mitzias of a Eved, which is Mikabel, the Eil of the Odin, but there's a Mitzias of a Eved and a Mitzias of a Odin, there's still a kind of Mitzias. Yeah, the real Bittl, the real Achdus Havayi, this is going to be Nizgal Edav Kilosid Lovi. Very Geshmak is Siche, and that brings, gives all depth in the Aveide of Rosh Hashanah, the way it is of Pichsides, yeah, in the Sugi of Achdus Havayi. And Me'inyan Le'inyan, Ba'isa Inyan, so it was very also interesting, Toshim Memtes was already a year later. But Toshim Memtes, the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech, it was the same kviyus as this year, yeah. Shabbos Nitzavim Vayelech was Chav Gimel Elul, the outset of Amir Shleime. Yeah, the Rebbe spoke about it then. And then there was all Gishmak of Habrengen, Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, Shabbos Nitzavim Vayelech explaining, yeah, the kviyus of Yom Tev Shav Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yizbe Shabbos. And the Rebbe gave a whole Arichas Dike Biyo, powerful Biyo, bringing out, what's the Aveda of Yom Tev Shav Rosh Hashanah Shechol Yizbe Shabbos? How come you don't blow Shofar? Yeah, the whole thing of Rosh Hashanah is Aveda of Ayid. Ayid is being Mamlich. So what is Chassid saying? Rosh Hashanah, you don't lose the Shofar because Shabbos is doing it. But where is the Aveda? The whole point of Aveda, of Aveda Sodom. So over there also, the Rebbe gave that deal, very interesting, the Rebbe Kochzich and that Nikud, that the Aveda is the Bittl. The fact that you don't blow, this is not a not doing. It's not a not. It's not a Shlile. Other Rebbe. This is the biggest beetle that Ayid is being so ibigigam to the Eivishter that there's no mitzias, not even a mitzias of doing something. It was a very strong yesed in beetle and Achdus Havayi which Rebbe brought out. So I'll call upon him, yeah, that is a little bit to bring out the Eimek, the Aveide, what's the Nekude of Aveide of Rosh Hashanah, yeah, the way it is al Pichsides, those are the two Nekudes Ikrim. There's the Aveide, Kabbalah's Eil, Eved Poshut, that's Nekud, that this is a Nekud of Poyim Mamish and the practical Aveide of Rosh Hashanah. And the Idor Gisem, it's the Eimek Inyan of Rosh Hashanah, based on what Chassidus explains, is Rosh Hashanah is a day in which you connect yourself to Achdus Havayi and the old Phillies, to be Mispalel and Mevakesh, Peilzain, the Geulah Shleime, that we should be able to see, that the Riviyeda Kol Pol, Mizozem Begolui, and that has to be the Aveide, the old Koch, the old Shturim, yeah, Betten Fadi Geule. There's a Pelish Avot, yeah, also. Madua, Loi, Bo, Benisha, Gam, Tmoil, Gamma, Yeh, Melalechem. Yeah, that brings such an exilious forum. Yeah, that why, the Pasik speaks about something else, but it's brought on, about Rosh Hashanah. How come that Moshiach didn't come? Even Rosh Hashanah, the answer is alalechem. Instead of asking for the geula, we're asking for bread, we're asking for gashmias, for all good things, but forgetting about the bakosha ikris. So, of course, by our generation, Chassidim, and our generation that we were brought up, And in the day of Mashiach, and especially in these days, that has to be a bakasha ikris, and aved. Okay, so that's about giving a general understanding about what's the nekudas aveide of Rosh Hashanah. Now I want to get in more in details. I'm going to go al pi seder, from erev Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, and speak a few nekudas and what's about derech aveide of Rosh Hashanah. I must mention, before I'm getting into the details, is that as a bocher, I was able to be most of my bocherish years together with the Rebbe, Baruch Hashem. And of course, when you, in 770, in the Dalai Lama's of the Rebbe, this is a place I should want to be. That's the end of famous Lashon in Teira Shalem. As Rosh Hashanah, who is the Naid, Evnisht Badem, as the Lashon. Since Rosh Hashanah, of course, is a play, a time to be by the Rebbe's Dalai Lama's, and when you're by the Rebbe, so b'chlal everything is beif nachal legamre. The Rebbe is taking you on his shoulder. But of course, even if you're not the Gashmis and the Dalai Lama's of the Rebbe, like we're going to soon explain, of course, inyan ikri in the aveide of Rosh Hashanah, wherever you are in the world, you should connect yourself with the Rebbe and be with the Rebbe and understand that the Rebbe is there with you and taking you. But I'll call upon him. I'm going to go al pi seder starting from Erev Rosh Hashanah. So the Erev Rosh Hashanah, there is the union of writing a pinyan nefesh to the Rebbe. Again, those are their clothes. They go to the oil also. But even if you're not in the Dalai Lama's, the Zman, from the Zman Yashona, Chosi writes to the Rebbe, Erev Rosh Hashanah was one of the Yamin Kfuim, the Chassidim write a pinyan nefesh. And the days, the good, when the Rebbe was here, the Gashmias, we'd also give the Rebbe, give the pan to the Rebbe himself. So the writing the pinyan nefesh to the Rebbe, so this is a inyan ikri, of course, in Achane of Rosh Hashanah. And the reason is, first of all, the Pashtus, Chmein comes to Rosh Hashanah. And we'll spell Zayin Ali Gute in Yanim. So you know you have to go through the Nasi Adar, no question about it. But also, in a more particular way, like we read in that letter, since Rosh Hashanah is a day of Reish, and Reish over there is even more Negea, the union of the Reish, Reish Bnei Yisrael. And that's why, Dafke, especially in Rosh Hashanah, we do many things to bring out the union of the Nasi and connect to the Nasi, because the whole Ashpo of Rosh Hashanah, even more than all other Mayadi Hashanah, is connected to the Nasi Adoya. Now, about writing the pinyan to the Rebbe, I'm not going to get in out all the details. That needs a whole separate shield, writing how you write, the Lashainas, it's not our subject. But what I do want to mention is that writing a pinyan is something very serious, and it's something that you got to prepare yourself. Chassidim would prepare themselves for writing a pinyan, and to make a night before, Kesh Meshalamite, Cheshbon HaNefesh, and to think, what exactly you want to write in the pinyan. So there is a nusach, that Chassidim always, there's the nusach in the beginning of the pinyan, on the Le'erer, the nusach, the famous nusach that you write in the pinyan. The teichon of a pinyan is pinyan nefesh. In other words, you're asking the Rebbe, he should help you to pull out your nefesh from the Yenikas HaChitzayim. It's explained in Igeres HaKedesh, Simen Dalet, the Nefesh is at the Taivis, Gashmim, Chumrim, sometimes Yanim Asurim, makes that the Neshama is b'maisor, is in jail, and we have to pull it out of jail, and we there you need a Nosi, a Rebbe, you can't put in Chavush Mati Ratzma in b'beis Asurim, you can't pull yourself out. You need someone else, which is the Nasi Adair, which he gives you a hand and he slaps you out, and that's the in of Pinyan Nefesh. And in the Nusach of Pinyan Nefesh, which I heard from Chassidim, previous generations, that the Rosh Hashanah Dikan Nusach, we will write after writing the Honor Le'Eder and your name and your mother's name, we will write, She'ezke Leis Eredus Tshuve Amitis, and then Shana Ksiv Chassim Teve, Shana Teve Mesuko, and then you can have. Each one is bakasha, is what he wants to ask. Yanim aruchmim, yanim agashmim, v'chulei. Yeah, so the pidgin is a serious moment, and you have to be careful what you're writing and write like think about what's like what do you want to what's willst the players and what's willst the betten, yeah, and like we mentioned before, of course you have to bet and ask not only for yourself, ask also for the gula shleimer v'chulei kamuv v'gam poshul. Also here between bachrim. So speaking about bachrim, so there's a special adgoshe about the girls. But you should also ask for Gashmi, it's not only for Ruchni. Bochim sometimes are very Chassidish and they forget they don't have any Retzeinus Gashmi. But the Chlal Chassidim is given an Inyan that the Nusach HaPidyan has to be Koilel Ruchnis and Gashmi. Akoponim. What I want to say about the Pidyan, something very important, that the Rebbe in Toshin Chof Aleph, if I'm not mistaken, the Rebbe wrote through Maskirus before Rosh Hashanah that together with the Pidyon, he wants to get also a duch about Yurei Sofis in Limud HaTeire, and probably to get a duch of what's going on with your Avedis Hashem, you're learning. Yeah, it should be, in other words, not in the same page, in a separate, there should be also a, And then the Rebbe spoke about it in Vov Tishrei Shabbos Toshin Chol Beis. You can see it in Teiras Menachem, a very powerful sikha. The Rebbe said, "I wouldn't say it, but maybe it's going to help." So maybe he's going to say it. And the Rebbe said then that when he gets people write to him the Pidyanis. Yes, so you write your Pidyon. Yes, so he reads the Pidyonis one time in Erev Rosh Hashanah by the Oyev. He reads the Pidyonis again by the table. Yeah, where he learned in Idarmt and he said Chassidus. And he reads the Pidyonis again in Yom Kippur and another time in Shana Rabbi. So, and the Rebbe says not all the Pidyonis, if he reads sometimes some parts there, so whatever. Before we would see the Gashmias when the Rebbe was there, we would always see that the Rebbe would take the Pidyonis to the oil Erev Rosh Hashanah, and part of the Pidyonis he would leave there in the oil, and part of them would bring it back to some 70, and that was the Pidyonis. The Rebbe would do Tkia Shofar on the Bima, having three bags of Pidyonis. So the Rebbe was saying that secret that the Pidyonis, he constantly, all Tishrei, he goes again and again. So Bocher writes a Pidyon and he forgets what he writes a few minutes. He doesn't even know what he wrote and he forgot about it. And you see how the Rebbe takes it so serious. So we should also take a little more serious the Inyan of Pidyonis. So the Nusach HaPidyon and the writing also Aduch, before or after, together, before Rosh Hashanah, Bocher should write Aduch to the Rebbe. And also, I want to mention something which some bochim nowadays forget about it, which is a pidyon always has to go together with tzedakah. Yeah, the mei pidyon. Nowadays, you can give also the mei pidyon to one of the mezdes, whatever you are in your daladamas. Yeah, but there should be always a union of the mei pidyon together. Another nekuda which is connected to erev Rosh Hashanah is the union of achlote. The Rebbe brings it, and the Rebbe also spoke about it many times. One time, what I remember, was Tavshin Nun, Rosh Hashanah Tavshin Nun. The Rebbe mentioned that, that's brought down in the Friedrich Rebbe Siches, that before Rosh Hashanah, part of the Achones and for the new year, is to take upon yourself another Hidur Mitzvah. Which in that also, maybe I would like to make a certain point, that there is achlotes that you make for your Yom Ledes, and there is achlotes of Rosh Hashanah. So the way it looks like from the Lashaynes is that the achlote of Rosh Hashanah is more like a hidur in aloche. Achlotes of Yom Ledes can be aisafe in learning, can be aisafe in davening, whatever. In Rosh Hashanah, the way it looks like from the Lashaynes is more like a hidur, something which has to do with like a taking upon yourself another chumre, in the inyanim of aloche. Either it can be aloche of kashrus, can be in the Shabbos, could be in the tefillin, but more in like in a hidul mitzvah, in a shulchan aruch hidul, in a chumre, in a hidul, in a yin of shulchan aruch. Yeah, this is a kli for all the ashpoyes, that's what it says in the letters, the sheshes. So that's another nekude, and would be a very good idea if you write to the Rebbe when the pidyon nefesh and that pidyon and that not in the same pidyon again in that letter that you're writing together with the pidyon, the duch, yeah, should be separate pages. But whether you write the duch, you should also write what's your achlote you made bli nedar kamuvan for the upcoming year. Yeah, so that's another nekude. Now, Erev Rosh Hashanah also, we know it's the Yom Hiladus of the Tzemach Tzedek, that Rebbe would koch zich in there a lot, and make farbrengens, and at least learn something, or from the Rebbe's farbrengens of Erev Rosh Hashanah, which has to do with the Tzemach Tzedek. Rebbe would always connect the Tzemach Tzedek with the Tanya, and we know that the Alter Rebbe started saying Tanya when the Tzemach Tzedek was born, and that's connected to Rosh Hashanah, Mashbim, which Rosh Hashanah is the Zman of Mashbim, Yisrael, Chulei. Yeah, so that's about Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now, when getting closer to Rosh Hashanah itself, yeah, Rosh Hashanah evening, so there is a Maimer of the Friedrich Rebbe. The Maimer of the Friedrich Rebbe is printed in Sefer HaMaimorim Tovshin Gimel. Tuv Tam Vodas Lamdeini, that's the Dibur HaMaschil. It's not a Rosh Hashanah Dike Maimer. It's a, if I'm not mistaken, Yud Gimel Tishrei, something like that, or Sukkot, whatever. It's like towards, I think it's a Yud Gimel Tishrei Dika Maimer. Tuf Tam Odas Lamdeini, Tov Shin Gimel. So over there, there's a whole page in the end of that Maimer, which the Friedrich Rebbe writes, what's the Seder HaAveda of Erev Rosh Hashanah? I would suggest you to see it inside. It's very, very gishmak, very powerful. It's like a half a page or something like that, which the Friedrich Rebbe writes, what's the Seder HaAveda? Erev Rosh Hashanah, yeah, even before Shkia, you start saying Tilim, yeah, and this is the time of Harot HaLo'ovar, of finishing off the year and clean up everything, yeah, and then the Minche of Erev Rosh Hashanah is Harot HaLo'ovar. Friedrich Rebbe describes what's the Izbeninus of the last Minche before Rosh Hashanah, Cheshbon HaNefesh and Tshuva, on the whole year being misbeinen in what we should have been doing and we didn't do, and the Eved, which was made at the Malchus, and Aben, which is made at the Oviv. He brings it out in the Friedrich Rebbe's special way of describing what's the misbeinenus of the last Minche. And then from that Minche, you are getting in, going into the new year, and that's like the first achone to go into Aved of Rosh Hashanah. We know by the Rebbe, there was a minig also of before Ma'ariv, the Tilim, the Rebbe would come into shul, and the first thing would be Amiras Tilim. Sometimes 10 minutes, sometimes a half hour. There wasn't many klolim there, but we knew the Rebbe would come in to 7:70, and the first thing was the Rebbe would say Tilim. So that also we should do it, Amiras Tilim. Mechlal, like I mentioned before, in Mechlal and Rosh Hashanah, in every spare moment, we should be Masif and Amiras Tilim and whatever you can. Like I mentioned before, in Rosh Hashanah itself, there should be a very strong Zeidus of not speaking Dvarim B'Teilim, the Chlal. Some Chassidim would have even a tiny Dibur. We have to be careful and not making things in a very Chitzenizdik way. But the Tnue Klolis of Rosh Hashanah has to be that there's no speaking, there's no wasting time. Every second, like Eved, which is very busy doing what the other ones, that's what the Friedrich Rebbe writes in his memory. And at the same time, every spare moment you have, you should say Tilim. There's a letter of the Friedrich Rebbe that he wants that in the yeshivas there should be 48 hours of Tilim, Mishmoris. When I was a bocher, I remember in yeshiva would have it. I'm not sure today those places that they have yeshiva, Rosh Hashanah, if they do it in all the places. When I was a bocher in yeshiva, I wasn't many, only 1 year I was in a yeshiva, Rosh Hashanah, every time we were by the Rebbe. So there was Mishmaris, Amiras Tilim, 48 hours, they divided. They were bochim, and each 2 hours there were a few bochim saying Tilim. Al Kol Panim, That's the Chilik HaRaizen is Ladels, and in Cheiret, it's an important minig in places where there is yeshivas. Of course, if you're not in a yeshiva place, whatever, you have to be careful, you have to sleep a little bit, and you have to also watch your health. And so you do what you can. But I'm saying it, I'm mentioning it, because that's one of the inyanim also, which the Chilik HaRebbe wrote as a nahage that should be in Tevchit Mimim. Yeah, it's known that Reb Shlomo Chaim, Kfar Chabad, it was very marked on that, and Reb Nissen and Binua, yeah, Akol Ponim. Now, Rosh Hashanah itself, Bochim are asking a lot, what are you doing in Rosh Hashanah? So there's a big mistake going around between Bochim, and I want to clarify it. Rosh Hashanah, you have to learn Chassidus. Yeah, even though in all the places it speaks about the Miras Tilim and the Aveda Pshuto, Kabbalah Seil, it does not mean that in Rosh Hashanah you don't learn Chassidus. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah you have to learn Chassidus. Yeah, the Rabbi, B'yeso Seizu B'yesoros. We know by the Rabbeim, yeah, other Rabbi, Lubavitch, Chprat, yeah, a big part of Rosh Hashanah would go around the Chassidus, the Maimon. Yeah, Chassidim would live with the Maimon. Sai learning Chassidus and Sai being Mizbeinen Chassidus. Yeah, the Aveda of learning Chassidus and being Mizbeinen Chassidus in Rosh Hashanah is very much Negea, like I mentioned before. Sai Mitzat Kabbalah Seil. Yeah, you have to drill in the Kabbalah Seil in all your Ramach Yivarim Shasah Gidim. So if you're not learning and being Mizbeinen in the Inyan, which speaks about it, so it's not going to come from itself. So there must be, yeah, a special avide of learning and being misbeinen in inyanim of Kabbalah Seil, and al derech zeh in the deeper inyan achdus havaye. Of course, you have to learn, especially by that comes in now the other nekuda of it, the nekuda of iskashres. Yeah, since Rosh Hashanah is this man more than every time that we have to be mechazik our iskashres. So memele there must be a maimer, at least one maimer that Bocher takes from all the Rebbe's maimorim. Yeah, should ask you mashpia, whatever, should give you advice which maimer to take. Yeah, one maimer that you learn it and you learn it by heart before Rosh Hashanah, you prepare yourself, you try to learn it well, and you know the inyanim. And then, before Maidi, before Shachis, before Musa, whenever time you have, you're being misbeinen in that maimer. So there's two inyanim. You have the having a inyan chassidus which explains you what gives you out, brings you out. What's Rosh Hashanah? And you have the Inyan of Iskashres, the Maimer, the Rebbe stated, that's where the Etzem of the Rebbe is. And when you connect yourself to the Rebbe stated, you have the Rebbe with you. You're in the Rebbe's Dalet Amos. What can be more than that? Yeah, the Derech Agav, the story seems to say, I heard it from one who was there, Zalman Morozov would tell us, the Rebbe Nissen Nemenov came, Toshin Yudalet, he came the first time to the Rebbe, from Tishrei Toshin Tezvov. So he came there, Elulen, and the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbe then said a maimer, Ketapuach Be'atzei Hayar, a very strong maimer. And there was a whole siche in that Fabrengen, which the Rebbe explained, the maile of learning Chassidus of the Rebbe, that through you learning the Rebbe Chassidus, so that's the biggest connection of Etzem Be'etzem, that can be deep. Mamish, a powerful siche, if you want to look it up. Yeah, you can see it over there. The way the Rebbe brings it out very strongly, the maile of having a learning chassidus and connecting to the Rebbe mamish, the l'shenis of the yichud etzem be'etzem. So the maile, there must be a union of learning chassidus of Rosh Hashanah, no question about it, and there must be a union of his baininess and chassidus. Now, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, so we know by the Rabbeim and also by chassidim, there was a big aveide, especially the first maariv. Even the Rebbe mentioned that, if I'm not mistaken, Toshin Nun Beis, the Rebbe mentioned that the meaning of being Abiseinu Neseinu, being Mayrich, the first night of Rosh Hashanah. So even though we know that by the Rebbe, we didn't see the Rebbe doing that meaning by himself, but the Rebbe mentioned that meaning, and we know Chassidim would be previous Rabbi, and I remember as a Bacher being in 770 and being seeing. All kinds of Chassidim from the older Chassidim. They had the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Chassidim would say with Chassidim 70 hours, and they would daven. I remember seeing names. Futafas and Rabbi Mentlik, even, which was the Rosh Hashiva, you would sit late and he would daven. People in Bochum would say that Rabbi Mentlik davens mit dem Michtav Klogi. He's davening. Yeah, Rabbi Mentlik was very much daik, and he was learning and teaching. I remember Rabbi Mentlik would come every time the Michtav Klogi would come out. Rabbi Mentlik would come into the Zal in 770 upstairs, and he would teach the Michtav Klogi word for word every hour, all special chayus. Yeah, which is also very important, the kude, the Michtav Klogi, at least one Michtav Klogi to learn for Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbi Yael, for example, the language is stark. Yeah, I remember the scene, Rabbi Yael, in my first night of Rosh Hashanah, would stay in 770, and Davin Barichus, and I remember I'm standing, one of the tziurim I have in my memories, I remember seeing Rabbi Yael with the Kuntres of Rosh Hashanah, the Kuntres came out there, and the Kuntres of Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbi Yael was standing by the dim, like a long time, like, he was like holding his brain. Yeah, so what he did, I'm not a novice to see what he, but it was very, yeah, it was very interesting to see the way he stands over there. I think he's seated for a while. So that Indian of the first night, but Sidi was always a very, very, very important. The Arichus Hatfile, the Isbeinus, the first night of Rosh Hashanah of Kabbalah Seir Malchus Shamayim. Yeah, that's the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Now, the Kesha, the Yemei Rosh Hashanah, yeah, so also Bochum are asking, what's about davening Rosh Hashanah, davening Barichus? Of course, I'm speaking about those Bochum which have, you know, in everything you have to have a mashpia and you have to ask permission. It should be a masim to the age of the Bochum. But those Bochum which already daven Barichus, Shabbos, Chayetze was it. Yeah, so of course Rosh Hashanah is one of the zmanim that you have to daven barichus. What do we do with the midkriya, midkriya satayde, midkriya shayfo? So first of all, this year Shabbos, the first day is Shabbos, so the midkriya shayfo is not a issue. The second day, so bechlal by chesidim the anahogi was that they would listen to midkriya shayfo whatever they were. So they weren't stopping the davening. They would daven that they would take their time, yeah. And the world makpi to be with the chazan by the tefillas musaf in order they should have tkiyas together at the same time, yeah. The kesher to piyutim, for example, yeah. So if you want to daven barichus, yeah, of course you should get up early and prepare yourself early and learn siddes, and you don't have kambum vegan poshut, especially Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, but if a bocher davens barichus and he's not ready with the minyan when he comes to chazoras hashatz, yeah, the piyutim can be mashlim afterwards also, yeah. So I was mevarah, so I'm not sure if there's a loch psuke in there. Those are hergeshim of chassidim. Some chassidim I heard they would say all the piyutim afterwards if they weren't together with the minyan, they would say everything. Some chassidim I heard they were only saying the main piyutim, like Nesan Etekef, Choy Ma'aminim, only the main piyutim. I'm not the one to decide on that. I'm only saying that shouldn't be agbole, because you got to say with the chazan with the minyan, and that's why you're davening with the minyan. If you are davening barichus and you want to daven like you give time for Shoshone, so chassidim would daven barichus and Shoshone. I remember chassidim would finish late. Before the Shkia, Rosh Hashanah, they were davening all day. Now, in our generation, like I mentioned before, yeah, the union of Mitzoyim. That's very important, like I mentioned in that letter. So, of course, even if you daven Bariches, you have to make sure, yeah, Rosh Hashanah, yeah, to do Mitzoyim. Mitzoyim of Rosh Hashanah is Mitzah Shefo, or like the Rebbe even mentions over here, if you're in a place that you can go to a shul and say some words of Teide. Yeah, of course you should do it, and that means sometimes that you have to have a walk, and when you walk, there's any kind of dog bullets, of course, on the way you can think chassidus or say tilim, or whatever the place is, what's the dover amuta in that place. Or there, tzichah asidav zayin, a inyan you have to divide your day, you should be able to do all this, yeah. That you should also be able to daven the way it's supposed to, Yeah, and the Idor Gise also to be able to go on Mifzoim. Yeah, and that's the way Hasidus Shel Bocher does in Rosh Hashanah. And Tkiya Shofar, a few words about Tkiya Shofar. So Tkiya Shofar is the moment of Kabbalah Samalchus. That's the main moment of Kabbalah Samalchus. Yeah, before starting Tkiya Shofar, Chiyered, that's the best, one of the best places. Habach should be Mizbeinen and Perik Memalef. This is the Yesed of Kabbalah Sale for the whole year. Yeah, I remember hearing from Chassidim, yeah, Reb Shem Mizrachi always also chazzes it a lot. Chassidim, yeah, there was one word. Yeah, what's the Nekudah of Tkiya Shofar? Yeah, the Nekudah of Tkiya Shofar is Ibigigemkeit. That's the given word of Chassidim. Ibigigemkeit. Mesira Nesine. Smasrus. That's the word of Tkiya Shofar. And that's why, and the Aved of Tkiya Shofar was very much Negeya, the being Metzaya, the Rebbe's holy face. Yeah, even Reb Shlomo Chaim would speak about it. Yeah, the Talmidim of Shlomo Chaim always say that Shlomo Chaim would cause it in that. By Tkiya Shofar, there's the inyan of being Metzaya, the Rebbe's face. It's a many inyanim. Yeah, it's all the inyanim we spoke before. Yeah, especially Ashrei Ha'om Yedei Surua. There's all Sikha of the Rebbe. The Rebbe explains Ashrei Ha'om Yedei Surua goes on a Rebbe. Not everyone is Yedei Surua. So being Metzaya, the Rebbe's face, helps you in the whole Aveda of Rosh Hashanah, preparing for the whole year. So by Tkiya Shofar, so there's this bainism of Kabbalah Sein Malchus Shamayim, that this is the Nekudah before Tkiya Shofar. And then, yeah, the Kavanah of Yivchalonu, like the Rebbe says, yeah, that Ayid is asking the Eivishter, Ayid, Poshet, the Nekudah of Ayid comes out in Rosh Hashanah. And B'shas Tkiya Shofar, of course, there's Halachos for Shulchan Aruch. You got to listen to the words. You got to listen to the Broche and Tzer Omein and listen to the Tkiyas. To be Mekayim the Mitzvah, Rachmane, Oma, Tiku. The Torah says you have to blow Shofar. Yeah? Now, each one has the Yisraelus of which he has in that moment. Yisraelus Tshuve, Yisraelus Rachmim Rabim, Yisraelus of Kabbalah Sein Malchus Shamayim. Yeah? But the Nekudah Pnimis is the Ibigigemkeit. This is the achlote that you give yourself over to the Rebbe. You give yourself over to the Eivishter, to the Nasi. And the achlote of being a Kabbalah Eved, a Kabbalah Seinlik, yeah, for the whole year, that's the Nekude of the Isvade Belachash. So that's also known the Minek, that Isvade Belachash is the being Metzaya, the Rebbe Sponim, when it says over there in the Marzah, the Isvade Belachash. אז זה יברינג צו שם שלם בחיים קסלמן, אז זה יגבין למיניק בחסידים, that you מצאי the Rebbe's face, בכלל, like I mentioned before, ראשונה, there's a lot, the union of his kashrus, a minor of the Rebbe, picturing the Rebbe's face in your mind, mentioning, בכלל רבי סיינו נסיינו, by the Seudes, yeah, mentioning the Baal Shem Tov, the Magid, אל תרב, מיטב רבי צמח צדק, רבי מרש, רבי רשע, פריק, רבי would mention the names many times, and the Fabringes of Rosh Hashanah. And then, of course, when it comes to the end of Rosh Hashanah, the Nigunim of the Rabbeim and mentioning the names, Chazaring Amaimel, which speaks about the names. And then the last Nekudah relate, yeah, which is the end of Rosh Hashanah. So our Minek, the way the Rebbe was Meyasid, yeah, the Rebbe was Meyasid, it's a Chiddush of the Rebbe, the previous Rabbeim didn't do it. Yeah, but the Rebbe was Meyasid, the Minek by previous Rabbeim, there would be a Maimel, second Maimel. The first Maimel was the second night. And the second Maimah was Motzi Rosh Hashanah. But the Rebbe was Meyasid Din of Afabrengen, the Chiddush of the Rebbe. Afabrengen in the end of Rosh Hashanah, of course we should do it also, you know, with Kashris, yeah, make Afabrengen, and in that Afabrengen, yeah, the Rebbe would sing all the Nigunim of all the Rabbeim. Also, it's at the same Nekude, Rosh Hashanah, there has to be a stronger point in his Kashris. And also, yeah, there's a Nekude Ikris, about saying a maimer chsides and that seude, and the maimer should go in into the night. The Rebbe brings them, b'shem the Friedrich Rebbe, b'shem the Rebbe Rashab, that he would makpi, that the maimer should go into the night of Motzi Rosh Hashanah. That's why the Rebbe also was there, akpode, that the Rosh Hashanah kefa bringen, go into the night. Yeah, and the lashon was that through learning chsides, saying chsides, and the end of Rosh Hashanah, going into the night, this is Mekasha, the head of Rosh Hashanah, to the whole year. And the Eirach Sides, Zoshainen, Leicht, Nagansiyo. Yeah, that Eir Chassidus should shine and illuminate you, give you chayes for the whole year. So that is, this is more or less those nekudes and minhagim and ahagis that we should do in Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, I'm sure I missed out a lot of inyanim, but at least a few nekudes, yeah, which is negeya in the Aveda of Rosh Hashanah, and the, of course the main bakoshe and the main tviye and the main file that must be the whole time is that shtakishim shel zecher zayin. There should be that kav shayif hagadol lecheiruseinu. Yeah, oyo bayim oito kav shayif hagadol. We should be zecher to be able to see the eini boso, the Rebbe tkiya shayifo, the Rebbe with us. And b'misamigdash hashlishi, and the new year should be a geula diki year from the beginning. Aksivir v'chsim et teve, shana teve v'mesuko, mzozayin ashnaz v'roche v'atzloche, and teire v'aveide, in all details.